Johnny Fresh, Triple M, Dead Set Legends, Gus Borland, June Bolton, Wendell Saylor, Saturday Fever.
Yeah, Dead Set Legends, all thanks to our mates at LDV, known for great value, offers more kit for less. Great offers on the T60 dual cab utes at the moment. See the great LDV offers on selected T60 dual cab utes at ldvautomotive.com.au. Boys, want to talk about something that sort of slipped under the radar a bit during the week in the start of the second hour is the Sydney Kings lost the title. They were first past the post, 2-1 down in the grand final series against Perth Wildcats. They thought they had a handshake agreement saying, you know what, unbelievable what's going on in this world, so we'll all just say that no winner will share it. Perth Wildcats end up getting it. That's a disgrace.
I've got no problems with that.
Well,
Perth Wildcats were 2-1 up.
Yeah, but Sydney were first past the post in the minor premiership.
I agree, but they had an opportunity. They should have just played a three-game series, but they wanted to go five.
If it was a three-game series and it was 2-1, fair enough, but no one knew it was a three-game series until they just decided it themselves.
It comes down to the conversation. If you had those three parties in the room, the NBL and the two teams, and they agree that if it is to cancel, There's no winner, and then they've walked out and reneged on it. It's disgraceful, I think.
I'm a Hawks fan. Too bad, so sad, Sydney Kings.
Illawarra Hawks, are they still in the NBA?
NBL.
Whatever. Here we go. Broncos coach Anthony Seibold coming up. We're going to have a chat.
They've never been in the NBA.
Michael Klim, and talk about the Olympics, because that is still on, apparently. What the poor athletes are going through at the moment. The second hour of the Dead Set Legends coming up.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends, the weekend's best value sports show, mainly because we don't pay them. Speaking of great deals, see the great LDV offers on selected T60 dual cab utes at ldvautomotive.com.au.
And we are doing it for LDV, boys. Now, with everyone in isolation at the moment and self-isolation, not that, like Adam Peacock said, not that you could have a look at Bondi Beach yesterday and stuff. I don't think we're quite taking this seriously enough. My wife just got back from Tokyo. She is in self-isolation at a mate of mine's flat in Collaroy. And we're just like Romeo and Juliet at the moment. I'm just sort of shouting up to the balcony. I'm leaving a coffee downstairs for her. We leave stuff in the reception, and sometimes I'm waiting to see her, and I just see hands come out. She grabs the goods and back up the lift again. She's taking it very seriously. I want to ask you, blokes, you played professional sport for 10 years plus. Are there two blokes that you would love to be in isolation with? A couple of your old teammates that you'd love to be in isolation with? Jude, you go first.
Oh, it's a good question. I'd probably look at the likes of Mickey O'Loughlin and Jared McVeigh, two ripping fellas who've done a lot of footy trips together and things like that, played a lot of footy, but we just always have a lot of laughs, I guess.
Okay, what about you, Del?
Oh, look, for me, I think Alan Langer. He was a bloke I looked up to at the Broncos, but he's just so fun. There's every minute, he's just funny, and he's quirky, and it's Elf, you know, and he's, for a little man, he can just make you laugh. He lights up a room. And also, I have to say, Lottie Dakiri. So whenever him and I sort of played together and that, we'd always want a room together. It was great room with Lottie. He's quite an articulate bloke, but he's actually quite funny. He doesn't say too much.
Yeah.
But when he says something, it's actually quite funny, and, you know, you just bounce off one another.
Are you guys allowed to share with the person you want to share with? Like, would you say to Wayne Bennett, me and Lottie, please, and he'd look at you and go, no way I'm putting you two together, or did he want you to be happy and having a laugh?
Wayne was quite smart, because what he'd do is say, if I was like a young bloke coming, he'd put me with Mick Hancock or something, and then, but sort of, once you got the chain a little bit, you can sort of demand. You can sort of demean what you wanted. Oh, when I went to rugby, I just did what I wanted to do, obviously. That didn't work out so well for me.
No, it didn't work out so well.
No, but sometimes, you know.
You're a naughty boy, mate.
Yeah, I was. But you know what? I've redeemed myself, you know. Look at me, you know.
Redemption. Look at it.
Sometimes you could pick and choose who you wanted to room with, you know. There's some blokes that you just wouldn't want to room with. But
I'm going to ask you that question now.
Oh, well, one straight off the bat is Craig Bird. He's a premiership player with us. But, Craig, if you actually had to self-isolate or with him and go into quarantine, you'd actually come out with anything worse than coronavirus, because his house used to be just toxic, and you'd walk in and there'd be manky tissues and stuff on the floor and just clothes just piling up. And I don't think he changed his bed sheets in about 2 or 3 years he was at the Swans.
So he's no good?
No.
Okay, what about you, Del?
Yeah, see, for me, Elton Flatley, you know, mate, one of the world's best blokes, but as a roomie, terrible. Just used to just turn, you have a sleep? Like, I used to like having a bit of a sleep every now and then. Just turn the TV on. up loud, watching the race. There's no consideration for me. Then we'd say, if we were in Europe or something, and it was like a wet session, you're all muddy and that. Anyway, you'd come in, and then I'd like to have the room nice and clean, because that's one thing that you know, when you're in your own space or when you're in that space. Anyway, he'd come in, rather than just get for a shower, he'd just take his stuff off and lay in bed.
Oh, no. Yeah. Without having a shower.
And then he'd just put some clean clothes on and go down to like lunch and that or dinner. And then what else I hated too was like, so if he got some room service, which I didn't mind room service, a club sandwich at night.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Gotta love
a clubby. You have your club sandwich, but you know what? Get the tray and everything, put it back outside. He used to just leave, like, whatever half-eaten sandwich all over the floor and that, and I'd stand on it. I go, mate, I'd have to parent. I go, mate, pick it up. But Alan Flatley, world's best bloke, but still terrible roomie.
Beautiful. Dead Set Legends. Coming up next is the Broncos coach, Anthony Seibold, after that win last night up against South Sydney. They're 2-0 to start the season. We'll talk to Seibs after this.
Triple M Dead Set Legends, the weekend's best value sports show, mainly because we don't pay them. Speaking of great deals, see the great LDV offers on selected T60 dual cab utes at ldvautomotive.com.au.
The Broncos have started the season 28-21 over the Cowboys and 22-18 over South Sydney. They are on top of the competition, and we've got their coach, Anthony Seibold, on the line. Great to join us the day after the game, Seibs. You must be so pleased with the start of the season.
Thanks for having us, Gus. We're pleased, the first 2 weeks, with our performances. You know, it's been particularly, tough, physical pre-season for the players, and just, really glad that they're seeing some reward for all their hard work.
Hey, Seibs, it's, Del here, mate. Brody Croft, injured in the first 15 minutes. But I think real maturity for Anthony Milford to step up, and obviously Stags playing some really good football. I don't know whether 12 months ago you would have won that game.
Yeah, you're right, Wendell. Like, I don't think we do last year. I think, there's been significant growth in, you know, not just the physical, I suppose, maturity of our players, but just understanding footy a little bit better. And, last year at times when a little bit of chaos hit, you know, whether it's injury or, you know, a team get a run of points against us, we really struggled to deal with that. And I think, you know, we worked really hard on, putting them in situations where they had to deal with chaos over the preseason. So, yeah, I feel as though in the first 2 weeks, we've shown some improvement there. Yeah, we've still got plenty of work to do, but, you're right. I think, Milf took a lead last night when Brody went off, and Katani Sags is, a hell of a player, mate. So, regardless of what position he plays, he's always a bit of a threat carrying the footy.
Anthony, you mentioned it's been a crazy period for all sides. Some sides have started really flat, but you've been able to get your team up. What have you been doing during the week to make sure that they're up and ready to play in terms of mindset?
Yeah, Jude, I think it's something that we worked really hard on. Last year I arrived, I think it was 5 or 6 weeks into the preseason, and you know yourself, even in whatever sport it is, whatever team sport it is, unless you have a really thorough preparation and really diligent with regards to practicing how you want to play your football, it's hard to make changes on the run once the season starts. So I felt as though we needed the preseason. We probably had to take our medicine a few times last year, but one thing that I thought was that there's a lot of talent and a lot of potential in the group. So I persisted with the younger guys last year, and all of a sudden, they've got 20-odd games into the bulk of that young group. So I think it's just a bit of a maturity, and they want to play for each other. So, a lot of these guys have been together since they're sort of 14, 15, 16 in our EPD, and I think that's why they're so motivated to play at the moment with each other each week.
So many of our Sydney listeners love Jack Bird. He was a wonderful player for New South Wales and Cronulla. You, of course, have him up there at the Broncos. Wretched luck with injuries. Can you give us a quick update on how he's going, Zoobs?
Yeah, Gus, he went back to Sydney during the weekend. He had ACL reconstruction. So, again, it's on the same knee that he had reconstructed last year. This time he's the patella tendon, from what I understand. So he's got a 9-month recovery post-operation. So he's been down there, had that. I checked in with him yesterday. He'll be down there staying with some family and friends for the first couple of weeks of his rehab, and then once we see fit, we'll bring him back to Brisbane and he'll start that process. But it was hell of a bad luck story. I don't think I've ever had a surreal situation of training like that previously. I've seen injuries at training, but just even as a coach, I just had to get the players just to go and spend 2 or 3 minutes by themselves just to try and reset the group. It was yeah, it's really sad to see. And I felt sorry for Birdie because he had a particularly really thorough pre-season. He was ready to play.
Cool. Hey, Steve, we're talking about obviously no crowds there, but Jude and I were discussing before. Isn't it true, like at the Melbourne Storm, obviously you were down there and Craig Bellamy, that Bellamy used to play a bit of that sort of the music and the crowd noise in trying to change it up a little bit? Is that right?
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of clubs are doing that sort of stuff now, mate. You know, we certainly play some music at the start of our sessions to create some energy because, you know, no one wants to train to do that. I mean, you know, sometimes we get a few people watching, but, the bulk of your training time, you're doing it in front of nobody. So, there's a real opportunity to create your own energy, and we adopted that idea. Again, I saw it a little bit down at Melbourne, but we sort of used that, as a way to create some energy at the start of our session when no one's around. But, there's certainly some subtle things I suppose you can do. But I think once the game got underway, I'm not sure what it was like watching it at home on telly, but, once the game got underway, I just thought there was a real intensity to it still. And, it would have been great to have the crowd there behind us, but I know all our members of the Bronx Army would have been watching on TV or listening to it on the radio.
Mate, fantastic start of the season. Really appreciate you joining us on the Dead Set Legends, mate. Best of luck for the rest of the year, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, good on you, guys. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, mate.
That's a really apt name for you three guys as well, so happy to come on anytime.
That's very kind. That's
for
great.
For June 9, but not
I think you said the three of us.
Thanks, mate. You're a legend, mate.
Triple M Dead Set Legends, the weekend's best value sports show, mainly because we don't pay them. Speaking of great deals, see the great LDV offers on selected T60 dual cab utes at ldvautomotive.com.au.
Gus Wall and Jude Bolton and Wendell Sato, and don't forget to subscribe to the Dead Set Legends podcast on the Triple M app to listen anytime at triplem.com.au. It's time now for this.
Hey Jude. Tackles.
Yeah, an opportunity for you to get whatever's on your chest out, because we know your missus runs the show, Jude.
Well, let's do it, mate. Self-isolation. We have to do it, but it comes at a cost. Tom Green will debut for the GWS Giants this afternoon in front of nobody. He's likely to be lined up on a Brownlow medalist, Patrick Dangerfield, but not even his mum can be there to witness it. It's a bit like when Gus, as a teenager, thought he'd lost his virginity. Of course, he was by himself at the time also. But that wasn't self-isolation. That was self-mutilation. Speaking of small business, we know a lot of industries are doing it tough. Let's make sure we look after each other, check in on a mate. But we also know all the sporting codes are also battling. It was the empty MCG on Thursday when there's normally 80,000 plus. Even the Seagulls were self-isolating, for crying out loud. They know that there's no pimply kids handing out buckets of hot chips. The sporting administrators, well, across the major footy codes, be it Todd Greenberg or Gil McLaughlin, they just look ragged. Jeez, I thought Gil had stepped into a film scene for Leonardo DiCaprio in The Revenant. He'd gone round or two with a grizzly bear. They're all under enormous pressure in an ever-changing landscape. Either way, we stepped to Peter Volandis at the ARL Commission presser on Thursday. Surely they could have laid out a clear statement for him. Instead, Volandis was left to articulate or make up a definition of self-isolation on the spot. He sounded more like Dennis Tenuto explaining the Section 52 of the Constitution. It's the vibe. It's the vibe, Your Honour. Picture this, the opening ceremony at the Olympics. Athletes entering the arena, country after country waving to just plastic seats. What the hell is Tonga's oiled-up flag bearer meant to do? I guess he could take a leaf out of Wendell's guide to self-isolation. That's him on the golf course, just simply loving his own work. It's only early days in what will be a strange, somewhat bizarre season ahead. We can't wait for this to pass and for the gates to flood back open, because there's no vibe currently at the footy, but we'll be all tuning in. Bolton out.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Strong, Jim.
Triple M Dead Set Legends, the weekend's best value sports show, mainly because we don't pay them. Speaking of great deals, see the great LDV offers on selected T60 dual cab utes at ldvautomotive.com.au.
Clemmy's coming up. We're going to talk about the Olympics and the fact they're still on at the moment. What's that preparation going to be like for the athletes? But, okay, we have to draw down, don't we, Jude, on one member of this team. We know that you got the gig out of the three of us for Paddy's Markets. We know, Wendell, that you are the guy, right? We know that. We understand it.
And we also know that you think you've got a really good voice because you're on the Masked Singer. And
Rhino.
And you weren't out the first week in the Rhino, were you? You were mid-pack.
Yeah, I was like fourth. I think Brett Lee and Nicky Webster were the first two. Yeah. Lucky Binger.
You like saying you beat Binger.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if Binger would ever do something quite like this.
Come on, Wendell, one more. Mums and daddies, you haven't been to Markets till you've been to Paddy's.
Okay, so we heard that ad break before Jude tackles. Are you kidding, mate? How much money are they giving you for you to do that?
Well, can I be honest? So I did a thing for Paddy's Market last year. Yeah. So at the launch, obviously, I saw the boys again, and they said, oh, I think you're doing a promo for us and that. And I said, oh, yeah, I'm doing a read for you. Look, I'm not a bad at the read, but I'm better at the singing, I think.
Can you play that again?
Come on, Wendell, one more. Brothers, sisters, mums and dads, you haven't been to markets till you've been to Paddy's.
Are you serious?
I think the fact that everyone has just allowed that to go through, surely there's been producers that come back and say, can we do that one more time, mate? That didn't quite sound right.
No, but
they're great friends of ours. They're amazing supporters.
Yeah, they are.
Of course they are. And they're about the Burly Curly with you where we ask you a question about that. And they sponsored that piece. That's awesome.
I'm doing that for the team. It's not about me. It's for the team. That's for Triple M and, you know, our sponsors.
Really? You're getting the cabbage. No one else seems to be.
So now that you actually hear yourself back, what do you think of your singing voice?
I still sound all right.
Come on, Wendell. One more. Sisters, mums and dads, you haven't been to
Muppets
till you've been to Paddy's.
Boom. Dead Set Legends, you are kidding yourself, Wendell.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends, the weekend's best value sports show. Mainly because we don't pay them. Speaking of great deals, see the great LDV offers on selected T60 dual cab utes at ldvautomotive.com.au. Triple M Dead Set Legends, the weekend's best value sports show. Mainly because we don't pay them. Speaking of great deals, see the great LDV offers on selected T60 dual cab utes at ldvautomotive.com.au. Saturday mornings, comfortable like an old pair of pants. And
turn it up.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
Yeah, Gus Wallen, Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor. This is the Dead Set Legends here on 104.9 Sydney's Triple M. Coming up is gold medalist Michael Klim. We'll be talking to him about the Olympics, the current situation there, and what's it like for the athletes that must be thinking, is it going to be on, is it going to be off? And some teams obviously haven't even been selected yet. But all thanks to Paddy's, it's now time for this.
Curly.
The opportunity for me and Jude to ask you some questions, Dell, on the game of rugby league. First up, big fella, if the NRL end up having a shortened season, would your premiership tip change? And who did you tip? Was it Canberra you tipped in the end? Can you even remember what you tipped?
Canberra. Yeah, Canberra. Yeah, okay. Canberra started. I played Titans last week. As I said, it's going to be Roosters. I think Roosters still will be thereabouts. Shortened season. I'll still go with Canberra.
Okay.
Yep.
So we've seen Cameron Smith obviously do a backflip. He was really strong about the NRL should just park it for, you know, almost a month or so. Do you believe Craig Bellamy when he says Cameron Smith always wanted to play?
Yeah, look, Cameron's quite a smart bloke. I think at that time, I thought he thought this was best for the league and his family. And I think he's changed his tune a little bit.
But as someone got in his ear to say, you're a strong voice, you're the voice in the league.
I think so. I think someone sort of tapped him on the shoulder, which Cameron Smith doesn't usually get pulled in the line. And not that he got pulled in the line, but I think he sort of softened his stance.
Yeah, he's got to realise how important it is when he opens his mouth around things like this. People will be listening.
Yep.
Question number three, State of Origin at the end of the year. That's what they're talking about. Do you think that is a good or bad move?
I don't mind it. For a long time, we've always said that State of Origin takes up so much of, you know, the players and the draining of players. Mate, this is something different, this coronavirus stuff. And if it has to be at the end of the year, after the season's finished, I reckon it's great. I'm all for it.
Jason Tomalo, is he the best forward to play rugby league?
Oh, he's up there. He's up there. $1 million a year. Mate, we've had some good, great forwards in our game. He's certainly, I think he's won 2 Dally M's. Mate, he's certainly in the mix.
Is that a bargain then, the $1 million?
I think $1 million is a bargain.
So he signed a 10-year, $1 million a year deal. Now it's a bargain.
Yeah, it is. But that's why, remember last week when I said the David Feeders and those guys, they won $1 million. Now, they're not doing what he's doing. I think he had 340 metres the other night, you know, Thursday night. Set up a score to try. Just, he's unbelievable. Made a 60-metre break. That's why you pay $1 million. Consistency and game changer.
Yeah, beautiful. Dead Set Legend, thanks very much, Dill. We have got interview with Michael Klim talking Olympics after this at Dead Set Legends. Don't go anywhere.
Triple M Dead Set Legends, the weekend's best value sports show. Mainly because we don't pay them. Speaking of great deals, see the great LDV offers on selected T60 dual cab utes at ldvautomotive.com.au.
Take your mark.
Our next guest is a bona fide Olympic legend with 6 medals over 3 Olympics, including gold in the men's 100 and 200 metre relay.
Away.
He's also a multi-time world champion.
It is swim for mine.
At one point he was so fast in the water they were going to test him to see if he was a dolphin. He's about to be inducted into the International Swimming Hall of Fame. Please welcome to the Dead Set Legends,
Michael Klim. You have nailed it.
Michael Klim.
Yeah, this man is a dead set legend. On the 24th of July, 125 days away, Tokyo 2020. Will it go ahead at the moment? They're saying it will. And Clemmy, thank you for joining us. If you were now in the prime of your career, would you go in these current circumstances and be an athlete at the Tokyo 2020 Olympics?
Oh, very good question, mate. Now, to be honest, first of all, thanks for having me, guys. I love being called a dead set legend. It's always a great honour to be on your show. But, yeah, look, it's a very interesting time, and I think it, you know, I haven't seen any recent announcement from the IOC, but, look, I would be a little bit worried because it is obviously, you know, the Olympics brings people from all over the world together in very close quarters. And obviously, and also people, spectators, et cetera, from all over the world. So I think more should be done in terms of what their thoughts are at the moment. I think postponing the games would be the smartest thing to do at the moment rather than cancelling them all together.
Michael, Jude Bolton speaking. It's impacting so many of the athletes. We're looking at this American superstar, Katie Ledecky, and there's stories that she's only training in a 25-yard pool because all the Olympic pools are closed in the area that she trains. I mean, this sort of impact on athletes that are training for the pinnacle in their sport, it must be just enormous.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's all about, as you know, yourself, you know, it's all about routine and it's all about, you know, consistency and it's all about, you know, it's all just, you know, it is a cliche. It's all about those little 1%ers. And I guess, you know, the only thing you can say is that everyone is in the same boat, so everyone would have to adapt and make appropriate changes. But, it, you know, like for these athletes that have trained their entire life just to prepare themselves for this one event and now
and
oh, he might have lost Clemmy there. He's on a beach in Bali, so we might have lost him there.
Luck.
Yeah, exactly. He's isolating in his own right, but we'll try to get him back. But makes a really good point for you two boys in terms of your routine is completely out at the moment.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You've just got to be able to adjust and be flexible in your routine. You want consistency with your preparation. I know we had to pull over on the team bus one day and get strapped on the side of a highway when the bus broke down. And, you know, you're almost going to be late for the game and just got to change your mindset.
You do.
But I mean, this is it's really strange times. I mean, Clemmy was talking about the fact that he would delay it or postpone it.
The
AOC have said, no, they're not going to postpone it. It's either on or it's completely cancelled.
So. Oh, we've got him back. He's on that beach in Bali. Clemmy, good on you, brother. Thanks for joining us again.
I'm socially isolating myself on the beach, so the reception is not great over here. My kids are in the water surfing, so I'm doing surf watch and talking to you guys at the same time.
Mate, it's Delhi, mate. Are you slip slop slapping?
Always, mate. Always with that bald noggin of mine. I have to, otherwise I'll just. It's not a good thing.
But I've got to ask, so you talk about, you know, obviously Olympics and that, but even like the funding, you've seen a change. If you're a top elite athlete and you've got a great profile, you can make a lot of money in and around the world. But in Australia, we've cut back on our funding, haven't we, with our Australian athletes?
Look, I think it's also, you know, obviously with Corona now and corporate sort of support, that will dry up a little bit as well. Not to mention the Sports Commission have obviously reduce the sports funding to allocate it, you know, the government will allocate money towards different causes. So, you know, and as we saw in any Olympics, you know, unfortunately money does buy medals. And if we are being sacrificed because of obviously for the greater good of, you know, humanity in terms of health, et cetera, it's tough for the athletes. But I think, you know, I don't know. I heard you guys saying that they should be cancelled rather than postponed. I would love to see an Olympic Games go on still in Tokyo. I think it'd be an amazing Games. But, I think it's definitely the whole landscape for everyone has changed and everyone will suffer. So it's just a very, very interesting time at the moment.
Clemmy, congratulations on all the honours you're about to get and all the ones, of course, you've had in the past. You've always been a legend to us. Look after those kids, mate, and we look forward to talking to you when you're back on Australian soil, mate. Thanks for joining us on the Dead Set Legends.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends, the weekend's best value sports show, mainly because we don't pay them. Speaking of great deals, see the great LDV offers on selected T60 dual cab utes at ldvautomotive.com.au.
Dead Set Legends, Gus Wall and Jude Bolton. You could hear Wendell Saylor on backup sing. Come on, mate. Okay, we've got the last break. I want to go through the tips with you boys. NRL.
Wait up. Just before we kick off, I mean, I know it's hot in here and I can see he's turned the fan around to yourself, Gus. But you've been stumbling and bumbling all day. We caught you when we speak to Anthony Seibold. We caught this.
So many of our Sydney listeners love Jack Bird. He was a wonderful player for New South Wales and Cronulla. You, of course, have him up there at the Broncos. Wretched luck with injuries. Can you give us a quick update on how he's going, Zoobs?
Hang on, when did we get Zoobs on the
line?
I've got
a mate of mine called Kurt Zuber, right?
Oh, so does he coach the Brisbane Broncos?
but Zoobs
Boobs. I don't know where you're going with that.
Stick with Anthony.
You need some Anthony Seibold. He's your mate as well.
I know.
Sorry, Seibs.
Okay, well, let's go through to the tips, boys. Okay. In the AFL, let's go to you, Jude, first up. You've got the Bombers up against the Dockers.
Yeah, tipping the Bombers, using their bit of pace at Marvel Stadium there.
Are the Crows up against the Swannies?
I reckon the Swans will get up over the Crows.
Oh, you're saying that now after. Here we go. The Giants up against the Cats.
This will be a tough one. I'm out there tonight on Triple M, so Giants, I'm tipping.
Okie dokie. And the Gold Coast Suns against Port Adelaide.
I've got Port Adelaide there.
Okie dokie. The NRL. Quickly, Dell, 3 seconds.
Okay, I'll go Canberra against the Warriors. I'll go the Roosters, Manly. And Melbourne Storm to beat Cronulla.
The weekend's best value sports show. Mainly because we don't pay them. Speaking of great deals, see the great LDV offers on selected T60 dual cab utes at ldvautomotive.com.au.